College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we head to St. Bernard Parish to Campos Marina at Shell Beach and say good morning to Robbie Campo. Robbie, how's it looking this morning?
Well, so far so good. We got a light wind coming out of the south-southeast this morning, about 5 or 6 miles an hour. I tell you, Don, yesterday things really took a turn around for the better. You know, for the last couple of weeks here, we haven't had much of a fishing report, but it seemed like yesterday evening, and it all has to do with water temperatures warming up, and water temperatures are doing just that. They're warming up, and fishing has turned on a little bit better than it has been for the last month, I would say. So, yeah, I mean, you know, yesterday we've seen a we've seen some trout being caught yesterday, and we've seen some, you know, well, of course, redfish were all, you know, pretty much happening. But even those guys got a little bit more spunk in them yesterday. So, you know, yesterday was a pretty good day of fishing up in that Biloxi Marsh area behind. Behind Stump Lagoon back there, going towards by Biloxi. They did pretty well in there yesterday. They caught some fish. Also in a Mr. Go here, going up the channel, going towards Violet. You know, nothing behind the rock dam. I thought they would catch some fish back there. They didn't do much back that way. But so it seems like the Biloxi Marsh has been a hot spot here. And I figured it would when water temperatures come up a little bit. I know there's fish back there. They just had to get the right conditions to catch them. So, starting to see a few fish in Lake Barn here by the old fort. And today you're going to have that southeast wind to try that if you're going to, or anywhere on this eastern shoreline. So if it was me today and I was coming fishing with water temperatures coming up, especially if I had some live shrimp in a boat like we have in the tanks right now, I would start right here in the front by the old fort, and I would work my way down that eastern shoreline towards St. Malo. I think some fish are going to be caught there today around Yankees Reef there somewhere. I think it's going to be today's going to be a good day.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good plan. I love that Yankees Reef when it's on, man. I can remember some trips there throwing some topwaters and catching some really nice trout, even though, you know, it's wintertime and it's tough. You know, our friend Glenn Sanchez, one of the things he says about February, he says, you know, the only good thing about February is the shortest month of the year. This is the time of the year where you got low tides, cold water, fronts moving through, wind blowing muddy and things up. But I got to tell you, Robbie, today is probably the best looking day. It warmed up pretty good yesterday, and I think we're going to see that again today and until those raindrops start coming in over the weekend. Looking forward to Mardi Gras Day. How big of a day is that for fishermen down there?
Well, you know, Don, it all depends. If the wife wants to go to the parade, most people go to the parade. But I tell you, you know, so this is the plan for Mardi Gras Day. Our back down ramps are going to be open. And, you know, we have a drop box here, but we're not going to be here. We're going to be closed Mardi Gras Day. The business will be, but the launch will be open. So if you want to come fishing on Mardi Gras Day and back in, you're more than welcome to do that. So, you know, feel free.
But if you want live shrimp, you're going to have to get them somewhere else. You won't be there to dish out the shrimp, right?
No, sir. No, nobody's coming on Mardi Gras morning. No. That's a fact. No.
Well, anything else we need to know, Rob?
Hook the left at the bridge and come and see us. We still got live shrimp in the tanks, and, you know, all we need is people to come down here and get some and go fishing. So
still got the food truck down there?
The food truck's here, but the food truck is they're going to start opening back up, I believe, next weekend. Because things been so slow, you know, around here, Don, so that they haven't been opening up on the weekends and been down here. And, you know, a guy lives in Poplarville, Mississippi, so it wasn't worth the trip to come down here sell $10 of food, you know, during the day with nobody down here. So, but I think they're going to kick off. They're going to kick their. They're going to. I think it's next weekend. They're going to start. Yeah, they're going to start opening up on, you know, doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again. I think it's next week. Yeah, so
got it.
They'll be back on. They'll be back on track real soon here.
Yeah, that's real nice to have that service down there for sure.
Absolutely. Better believe it. I eat there all the time. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, thanks for the report. As always, have a happy Mardi Gras. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. Campo's Marine and Shell Beach, a real institution.